princess, you're alive.
Hi, everyone. This is Princess of New Hood. How's everyone doing out there? I am totally hot. It's about 85 in my house and probably like 90, maybe 100 outside in Las Vegas. The heat is killing us out here. But, yeah, we were supposed to have one on. And you know what? My special guest is calling the show. So can we play a song while I text him? And then I could get back on and explain everything. We can play the mix while I tell him he needs to call in the show.
Yeah, 1 second. These boards just froze for some reason.
Uh-oh, not good.
Case. I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers and throwaway. Hustle the overweight. That's why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. Cause I took control of things. Ballin' the solo way. And if you pattern my trend, I make you my protege. Lost in that soldier race. Niggas don't know them days. Take you in back of the buildings. Make you expose your rage. Take you across the tracks. Make you explode the face. Now you official now. But you got a soul to save. I just been cooking that note. I'm about to drop in the fuel. Think if I call it the great, the people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game. Now my name all in the news. Tripping on all of my moves. Quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember I came in this bitch.
This is Ann Jules, and I'm showing some love for my family. You're now tuned into the Female Takeover on Thursday Night Live with Cold Peace, Lady T.
Na 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 na.
This is Ann Jules, and I'm showing some love for my family. You're now tuned into the Female Takeover on Thursday Night Live with Cold Peace, Lady T, Gemini the Queen, and Lady Lex.
Princess, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah. You are there?
This is Ann Jules, and I'm showing some love for my family. You're now tuned into the Female Takeover on Thursday Night Live with Cold P.
Yeah, these boards are actually retarded, so I'll give you an extra, I'll give you an extra 10 minutes on this show. These boards are actually stupid. Yeah, I'll give you an extra 10 minutes, so you can run 10 minutes past the hour, all right?
Okay, cool. Are we going to start the interview?
All right, is your special guest 570?
Oh.
Because we got...
Was the question for me?
It's, I'm sorry, Princess. It's, you live with 323214.
Yes, that is my special guest.
Yeah, and again, I don't know what happened, but I'm going to give you an extra 10 minutes, okay?
Okay,
that's
cool.
Fine. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Okay, so now that we have our special guest on the line, God is good. Can you please tell our callers your first name and what you do for a living and
Yeah. Cool. Can y'all hear me out there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm home, Beasley, Los Angeles, California. Born and raised in Dallas, Texas.
Do you have your radio on by any chance?
You getting some feedback now?
Yeah.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, much better. Thank you. Sorry.
Cool. No problem.
Okay, yeah. So you say your name is Beezy and you're calling from?
From Los Angeles, California. Yeah. Actually, my name is Ron Beezy, R-O-N-E, Beezy.
Yes, Ronnie Beezy. So we've been talking for a while, and I'm in the state of Nevada. And I met you through Renee, who's also a good friend as well. And she gave me some information about what you do, and it actually led to us knowing Nipsey Hussle, and that was the plus. Can you give us like just a nice brief memory that you would like us to know that you shared with him?
Yeah, Nipsey was a guy that was, you know, if you're in the studio with him, you know, quite naturally we're going to turn up a little bit. But we always stick to business. As a producer, he was one of the easiest artists to work with, because Nipsey already knew in his mind, you know, before he even written anything down, he had already knew in his mind, you know, what he actually wanted to deliver or what he wanted to actually, you know, write about or something like that. So when he's in the studio, he may write something like, he was like, I can't compare him to Tupac, but he had so many similarities, because I didn't know Tupac personally, but I knew Nip. So he had so many similarities. Tupac, when he would get up in the studio, he already have his mind fixated on what he wanted to deliver within each song that he actually would work on. So it may be me and other producers that we may get him the same track. And, you know, basically it's like a rat race. You know, we trying to get him on our track. So that's how it was, because Nipsey, he would actually move a lot and work. His work ethic was really good when it came to, you know, delivering and putting songs out and studio activity.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He to me, he's making it sound easy to do. I try to go to the studio several times. I can do it, but I hit a writer's block or I stumble on some words. And just listening to the words that he's saying, he's amazing. How he can put those words together, and he already knows how he's going to sound. That's genuine. And we, as everyone, have shared that, especially deep on the West Coast, we shared that part of knowing who he was and what he could say.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can compare him a little bit to other legends, because he's good at that, and everyone is similar to him. I'm sorry, everything is going crazy. I'm gonna have to go to a different location.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Whew, I am so sorry, you guys. I have to change my location. Okay. But yes, like we were saying, we can't compare him to other legends that have, you know, done what he's done, and Tupac is one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if you heard, but earlier I was mentioning that I had a team who worked on a they made an awesome mix, and if you have time, would you like to hear what they did? Because I don't know how your schedule was.
Yeah, the schedule is kind of tight right now, but hey, I'm open. You know, I have another 10-15 minutes to really hang out with you guys on this interview. So Las Vegas, Los Angeles, California, wherever we syndicate this interview to. So it's all love. We just for the homie. So I have to pay homage at this point.
Well, thank you. Okay, so cool. So I would like you to hear what they did, and then if we have time, I'll only play a little bit of it, and then after that, I'll let you finish out, and then we could go from there.
Cool.
Okay. So, yeah, you guys, thank you guys for calling in the show. This is my Friday night show with Princess of New Hood, and tonight was Nipsey Hussle's tribute of his life. And like I said, we made a nice mix, and we have about 5 producers that helped out with this mix. And we would just like you guys to give a moment and listen to it. And thank you, BZ, for calling in and being my special guest. I really appreciate it. And this will definitely be a memorable day.
No problem. You're welcome, most definitely.
DJ Jay Sinatra in the mix.
Look, I'm coming straight off a slump. A crazy motherfucker named Nipsey. I'm turned up cause I grew up in the 60s. Caution to you rap niggas trying to diss me. I go on, that's why your bitch wanna flip me. Big guns, niggas turn rivals into rosaries. Extended clips, I give a fuck who you supposed to be. Straight off the block, I sold rope to buy groceries. Now it's rap money, no advances, all royalty. You broke, nigga, you can follow me. It's fuck bitches, get money, keep some hollow heads logically. And I'm aware how my side boosts the economy. Pay taxes to these corners and print it worth as a policy. It's white chalk on the corner. It's yellow tape on the gate. Choppers up a bud, that's cuz of tiny lopes run the streets where I'm from.
Small introduction to this Nipsey Hussle music. Us winning your bitches, that's the way that we do it. Working your grind on, taking your shine on. We come through daytime with the lights on. Tryna hit the fast lane, let your chain sway. You get dollars like the doctor, but you gang bang. Yeah, hustle in the hay.
Bam, bam, bam.
Young nigga,
right.
If you don't want your daughter or your sons with him, young nigga,
let's go.
out. Young nigga, probably never understand him. Till he pull up a Phantom. When he pull up a Phantom, he gon' have that shit blasting.
That's right.
Like young nigga, young nigga. Young nigga, young nigga. What they call you, where you from, nigga?
Where you from, nigga?
In my city, that was question number one, nigga.
Number one, nigga.
Looking at the legend I become, nigga.
Yeah.
I can't help but feeling like I am the one, nigga. Remember, I was on the run, nigga. Couple years before you had a son, nigga. Opened up your doors and kept it one with me. Tell a nigga down and that was love, nigga. Nobody wanna stand in front of judge, nigga.
Yeah.
Think of better days like when you was winning. Standing on the couches in the club with us. Then I got my shot, I had to run with it. Out the gate, lost count many days. In the studio we slayed, but this shit we gotta say. Staring in the space as you fishing for a phrase. Uninspired and your mind still is all a paper chase. First you overdedicate, then you notice that you're great. And you've been the whole time, and it slapped you in your face. Then you stacked it in your safe, got it cracking, it was fake. Now you the definition, nigga, laughing to the bank. I'm a master of my fate, plus I'm the type of nigga on the masters to my tapes. Battle for the day. I caught a flight from Philly, we just sold out TLA. Fresh up off the stage, on my way to B of A. A and B, we LA, tryna eat, we the way. Look, young Nipsey the great, never taught. Had a drink, I just lead to the lake. 80-something degrees in LA.
Yeah.
Fuck it, time to put some jet skis on the lake. Look, I got a team at my bank. I don't even need.
Plus us for a lot.
Wow. I didn't even I'm over here jabbing right now. Word to word.
Yeah.
You know, my heart. I'm speechless right now because I didn't even hear the mix, you know, and they asked me, they like, Princess, you want some old Nip or you want some new? And I'm like, I like the new. But I want some Sloth, and I was like, put that, you know, I need that old, I need that old.
Yeah.
Because, you know, growing up in Watts, he made it home, you know, and, oh, my goodness. It took us, I skipped about 3 Fridays because I'm like, I was just too, dysfunctional and I couldn't run the show, and you know, I went out there, I took my girls out there, my baby boy, I finally had a boy.
Wow.
Took them out there. Yes, thank you. Took them out there. We you know, my kids, they don't know anything about someone going to God. They know life, and you know, they growing up with music because of mommy, and I didn't even have to tell them nothing. But when we walked up to where we walked up to his memorial, they knew exactly who we was there for. They said his name, and I let them slide. They were throwing up neighborhood. I don't even know that my girls knew how to do that. Okay.
Right.
You know, and I'm not condoning it, but they felt the love. And my daughter is only 5, and she felt it. She felt him there. And her little fingers, I'll send you the picture, her little fingers is representing Nipsey. And when he can touch kids, that man did something. And that's what we need to pay attention to. You know, he was more than just a rapper or a gang member in Los Angeles, you know, and she made everybody shocked. The whole crowd was looking like, how does this little 5-year-old, and I'm like, I don't teach her that.
Right.
I'm like, you know, I'm like, that's all Nip right there. She knew what to do in the picture. Did nobody tell her what to do in that picture? She knew exactly where we was at, and that touched all of us that day. So, you know,
cool.
Can you tell us a couple, well, I know you don't have much time, but can you at least tell us is which songs you helped out with, and was there any other projects?
Yeah, I was fortunate to work on the Slauson Boy. We did two songs. One was Stop Signs and One Way. And so
One Way. Okay.
Yeah, and as we went into production of it, it was a lot of things that was popping off. We had a lot of songs. There was a lot of songs that was trying to make that mixtape. And at the same time, we was grinding, working on. He was working on G Peruco. He was doing some things, and YG was working on another mixtape too. So we was kind of all in the same bubble, and so
And
so it kind of, you know, speed forward or whatnot. As we went into the Marathon records and start producing some of the Marathon records or whatnot, we got into the Overtime record, and so me and another producers produced the Overtime record. So. You know, it was,
I love that.
Yeah.
That's my favorite mixtape. That's my favorite joint. Mailbox is my favorite.
Mailbox Money. Mailbox Money, yeah. Yeah. So, DJ Drama was, he was kind of like a mutual friend, you know, a homie, the homie, you
okay.
know. He went from L.A.,
yeah.
not from L.A., but stay out here. So, Nip got at him and wanted him to host a mixtape and different things like that. But just to slide a few records in there, it was cool. You know, I just remember the time. You know, it was never a dull time. You know, as we get in there, go to work on some things, it was never dull.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's good. You guys were putting in work, and you guys made some hit tracks. Remember that.
Appreciate it.
Because every song you're mentioning is all hits. And every mixtape and album. So, you know how, I don't want to be nosy, but you know how sometimes other music starts to come out. So, will we be noticing any more music coming from him?
Yeah, it's some locked away, but it's kind of like, really, a lot of people don't have session, so I mean, Nip
okay.
is good, keeping everything exclusive. But I know Epic, you know, they got at us in a sense of a few records that they was actually working on to go ahead and re-release on a remix, on some remixes.
Mm.
So I got a little spiel of what Epic is kind of working on. They're gonna try to put something else back out there. But nothing is too solid right now. But it is something that's being cooked up, being worked on behalf of Nip and another project.
Yes, and as long as it's being talked about, that's good enough. Because I know it's some good other tracks that you guys done did, so that we haven't heard yet, and you know we waiting. But you know, patience is the key, so we'll be patient.
It is, you know. It's just, right now, everything's still new right now. Everything is still fresh, you know, with Nip's death, you know. Everything is just kind of caught us all out here kind of like in a state of shock, because we did in Los Angeles now, you know, we're more unified with the Bloods and Crips,
mm-hmm.
and there's not a lot of turf wars and different things like that. So Nip was a part of that, kind of making sure that, you know, although you know, he came from the Rolling 60s, and you know, I'm out in Inglewood, we're out in Los Angeles, we're out in Compton, we're everywhere. But you know, I was, as a producer, I was kind of in between a whole lot of stuff. And so, but it wasn't really a lot of smoke. It wasn't a lot of funk. It was more of, you know, let's put things together and make some real
mm-hmm.
with this music.
And exactly, and you know, leaders. You know, when you a leader, that's all y'all think about. That's what Moses thought about. You know, and he had his homies on the side that was riding with him. You know, and that's good. You know, and like everybody's saying, Marathon must continue. It has to.
Yeah.
You know, y'all made victory lap for a reason. So I guarantee you, that's what we gonna all be on. And like you said, it brought people closer, you know. It opened up eyes and hearts. And I just pray that it continues that way. It's sad that it took, you know, that to happen for people to unite as one, you know, or to realize that, you know, it has to stop now, you know, but just make sure that it continues to stay the way that it is. And I love to see, you know, all on my Instagram timeline, I'm just seeing love, black love everywhere. It's just everywhere now, you know,
yeah.
and it's more open than it was before, you know. And that's what I like to see, you know, all this crime against each other and just, you know, hatred. You can't even go outside, you know, just, and then, you know, we got to hear it in music. That's what we tend to when we down, you know, and he happened to be one of the ones that touched us and lifted us and opened up our eyes about everything, you know. So we have to make sure we keep our young boys, the young ones, because they're coming out at 9, 10, already ready to bang or to hold a gun or to hate against his own brother, you know. And we have to teach. And at first it was just blasphemous to me, but now that I have a son of my own, I'm just like, oh my goodness, he can be Nipsey, he can be Tupac, he can be one of the ones that want to rap to his people and just grasp them, you know. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I got a boy now. Shit, real.
Right, exactly. You had a king.
Yeah.
It's your king.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a king. I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh. And you know what? His nickname is Son. So that's his nickname. His nickname is Son. Okay. You know? And whew. So I'm from both coasts. I'm from Watts and I'm from Brooklyn. You know, my dad stayed in New York. So yeah, he stayed out there for years, you know, and I had best of both worlds. So I had there, and I had to respect California, LA, you know.
Right, because you know, because
my mom, when you mix them cultures, you just gotta.
It's similar but different, you know.
Yeah. And the years that I was living out there, it was crazy, you know, and me being from both sides, it was like, yay and nay, you know, yay and nay, but it was okay, you know, because I love their music. I love Biggie. I got mad respect for Styles P, Papoose, you know, Nicki Minaj, you know, Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim. The whole Junior Mafia. I see Lil C's. He's doing some stuff. So, you know, I still follow my folks, you know?
Right.
You know? So, but I'm still that West Coast baby, too. Don't get it twisted.
That's right. Let's see it from here.
So, okay, another thing before you go, I really appreciate the time and effort that you put to even come on the show with just short notice at that, you know, and just with everything that's been going on. So Black Eye Radio really appreciate that. And I just hope that this show was at your, you know, your ratings of how respectful we are. And I did have my co-host. I'm not too sure if he even was able to call in, but his name is Bunchy Carter. I don't know if he missed out or something, but I do have callers, and I know you may not be able to stay for the callers, but I am going to continue the tribute all the way to my time is up. But out here in Las Vegas, I wanted you to know May 26th, the Mesquite chapter, they're part of the Brothers with Mentor Muhammad. Out here in the state of Nevada, we're having a peace run walk in tribute of Nipsey Hussle, and that's May 26th.
May 26th, cool.
yeah, May 26th, and that's going to be huge. And I'm just, you know, trying to grasp out and reach out to as much people all over the world to see if they could just come down. I know, you know, just the travelness, but I'm throwing that out there for everyone that's listening, and also to you, if you're not busy, May 26th, is, and it's going to be very nice.
Cool, cool. So, yeah, Simi, I mean, shout out to you, Princess, you know, of the hood or what.
Yes, thank you.
You know, and, yeah, send that out to us. You know, we,
okay,
if,
we'll
if I can't make it, we'll make sure some people follow up
some
from our camp,
okay,
however, just to come out there and support the movement. That movement is too monumental. So, it,
yes,
you know, everybody, and I agree with you, everybody should show up, you know, and
mm-hmm,
as an honorarium, you know, to the homie myth, to the homie, to all the people that we've lost, you know, that's with the movement that died in the struggle,
Yes.
And so,
yes,
last but not least, you know, Blackout Radio, shout out to y'all. Always nothing but love. We out here on the West Coast. It's Rome Beasy, Belgrade Music. Y'all can get me everywhere, however. Missy also, rest in power. We're not going to say rest in peace. We're going to say rest in power to the homie.
Rest in power.
That's my brother. So
amen.
I want everybody to continue to go to iHustle.com, you know, the marathonclothing.com. Keep supporting, keep donating, keep pushing, keep making
amen
sure that his memory and his legacy stay forever. As long as we live, as long
amen
as we live, and I live. So I just ask everybody to, you know, continue to support. Also, we got Jay Stone. You know, he's up next on All Money In. So continue to support All Money In Records. Jay Stone.
Most definitely.
You know, bigger things that's happening that's soon to be released. So the big homie Facts, All Money In. So
All
y'all
money
keep
in
supporting. One love. Y'all keep supporting. And whatever we can do as a team, as a unit, we're a team. And, you know, this is our unification. It's what we do. So
amen,
much love and respect for everybody. You know, all colors and creeds and all nationalities. Much love to everybody. Let's keep this hip-hop. Let's keep this music. Let's keep our legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep our cultures. Let's keep it moving forward, you know, until we can't do it anymore. And we can continue to leave a legacy and bridge the gap. So we want to keep bridging these gaps out here.
Okay, you didn't say it no better, brother. Okay? And I hope they're listening. I really do. I just hope that we could touch someone's son that's going through all sorts of issues within themselves. Just, you know, just listen. Listen to your elders. They know what they're talking about. I know it's hard at times, but just listen to them because, man, you know, if they guiding you in the right way, pay attention because it's, whew, man. Okay, so I'll make sure I'll get that flyer out to you guys, and just thank you so much, BZ, for being able to just be on my show. It's just a bonus and celebrating his life. And like you said, it's not rest in peace, it's rest in power, and we just going to keep the marathon going.
It's real.
All right, so I'm going to start taking some callers because I know it's some people who want to start saying, you know, some things. And I just appreciate everyone that tuned in the show and that's been listening. And thank you for your guys' patience. We have Ron Beasy as my special guest who has produced so many hit music with our brother Nipsey Hussle. And like he said, you guys, just keep the marathon going. Keep that victory lap on and, you know, just keep your heads up and stay 10 toes down, as Nipsey would say.
Straight up and straight down. Let's go.
Okay. Chin up, okay?
And strong, you know?
Man. For reals, have to. You know, we still listening to the mix. The mix is gone. The mix been going, okay?
Hey,
so,
man,
you know, he with us right now.
And mix is heavy. And mix is heavy. Shout out to the producers and the DJs that put that one together. You know, they
man
really put a twist on it, and they really made that bigger than life, you know, at this moment.
Okay. Amen. Shout out to the whole team, All Money In Entertainment. Shout out to Pac-Man, the Gunman. Shout out to It's Killer, All Money In. You know, he had a lot. He got Jay Stone. Come
yeah.
on now.
Yeah.
Man, shout out to Lauren. Shout out to his kids, his mom, dad,
yeah.
Black Sam.
The family.
Black Sam. The whole family.
The kids.
And the kids. Man. You know, we could go on this. We don't even have to stop this show because it's too much. It's too much special memories.
Exactly.
I don't even
want to
take a
caller.
Right.
Yeah,
right. They got to know who we talking about out there on the East Coast, in the North, in the South. Florida got to hear this. You know?
What up, East Coast?
Overseas.
Yeah.
Everybody got to hear this, you know?
Everybody.
It's like our radio. They got to know. They have to know.
Exactly.
But, so much sweet memories to even just talk about. And I get teary-eyed, so I'm not even going to go there.
Right.
I don't want to be a crybaby on my show, so I gotta stay 10 toes down for them. So,
I
can... Right. But I will mention the last time I seen him. And, you know, because not only am I a radio host, I am part of a clothing line called New Hood Clothing. I'm not too sure if you heard of that, but it's New Hood Clothing. And I had seen him at BET Live. He had performed in Watts. And... my sister noticed him. I knew him way years before this, but the last time I seen him in a long time, shall I say.
Right.
My sister noticed it was him, and she whispered to me. And that's crazy, you know. She didn't even make a scene. She just whispered. She was like, there he goes. And I was like, who? And she was like, they're going to be hustle. So I got up, used my little cell, because I'm only 4'11".
Oh, man. Yeah.
Right. So I eased myself over there, and I'm like, I have my, you know, I was dressed nice, and I have my New Hood badge on. And I introduced myself. I said, I'm Princess of New Hood. And he was like, it sounded like he banged on me a little bit, but, you know, because I'm just short, and he's way up there, so I couldn't really hear, you know.
Right.
All I heard was, New Hood what?
Right.
And I was like, you know, I'm like, New Hood clothing. Right. I'm like, New Hood Clothing. And then he was like, yeah, I know New Hood Clothing. I was like, because I said, well, do you know G? Because that's the boss. He's the CEO of New Hood Clothing, you know. So he was like, how you know him? And I was like, I'm Princess of New Hood. I try to get away with that name everywhere now.
Right.
I'm Princess of New Hood. He was like, oh, okay. So I was able to take... a picture. I was able to take some pictures. So I hurry up, end up taking like 2 or 3 pictures. I was sweaty. My weave done already slipped out a little bit. His braids wasn't even braided up. So we was just like fucking, you know, like
right. All in.
You know, right, all money. Right. And he was like, I'll be right back. And I'll never forget this, you know. And it was sad because I should have took my ass on that stage when that man was calling my name. Because you know what? It was the reason why he called my name. And you're not going to keep repeating yourself. And I just felt like I lost touch because I walked away, and I heard him calling my name. And you know what? I didn't even think of to just turn back around because I had my baby, and it was hot, you know, and I didn't think he was going to even call my name or recognize me. But he showed me love, and I didn't even get a chance to even walk up those stage, you know, and just be like, I'm here, you know? And I tried to make it up, you know, and I started doing promotions and stuff like that, and, you know, started talking to Pac-Man about possibly joining him on some of his mixtapes, and we could have did a Princess and Pac-Man mixtape together. And I got pregnant with Son, and then he was just like, well, when you're done, just hit me up. And then this all of a sudden just touched us. So it was like, oh, my gosh, you know, like, really? You know, so I'm just like, I punish myself for not walking up those stage, walking up them steps to that stage, you know, because I said, what was your reason of not going up there? So what if you had on heels? You should never wear fucking heels. You should have, you know
right,
it was
right,
only
right.
100 degrees and it's BET Live. What was you thinking, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I was just like, man, yes. And I just heard my name. And I said, this man is really calling me up on this stage. He doesn't know that I'm shy. Like, you know?
Right.
And I was just like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Like, he's really calling my name. And then it was, but, you know, I ended up seeing him other than that. And then, you know, and that's one of my special moments I had with him. Because, you know what? He didn't care about his hair. He didn't care about my hair. You know, he was just like, take the pictures. Let's, you know, let's do this. And then he turned around and respected me by even calling me up to stand next to him, was just mad respect. Mad respect. Man. So thank you. Like I said, thank you so much for sharing this special moment with me. And I know your time is probably up, and I'm going to go ahead and start taking my callers and then continue his tribute, because it ain't going to stop.
Can't stop it. Won't stop. So I appreciate you, Princess. Y'all hold it down out there in Las Vegas. One love, you know.
Yes.
However.
Thank you so much.
Worldwide. Yeah, y'all still hold it down for the legendary, the legend.
Yes.
Nipsey Hussle.
Yes.
And along with everybody. Y'all keep this movement popping, keep this movement moving.
Okay.
You know, keep his voice out there. You know, keep his mission strong. You know?
Yes.
Do it for us, for the culture. Do it for yourself. You'll do yourself a lot of justice, you know.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Appreciate it, Prince. Y'all hold it down, all right?
All right. We will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Much love out there. I'll go ahead and take the first caller that's online.
757-605. Hey, what's going on, Princess? A new head. This is Quantrell Howard from QLN Entertainment. We actually helped you make that mix that you're playing right now. So actually, shout out to Black Noise Entertainment, QLN Entertainment, of course, New Hood Clothing, and of course, Blackout Ready. A long time since I've been actually on this station. I used to host a show up here, so it's been awesome. It's actually a nice little return. But how's everything going?
Thank you for calling in. Yes, like he said, he was one of the ones that helped out with this mix, and I really appreciate it. I thank you so much for taking your time and showing love to Nipsey Hussle, and I'm sure Ron BZ is as grateful as I am and thankful as well. We listened to about half of it, and it was nice. It was nice. Thank you guys for doing that mix and sharing memories and putting that mix together and having everyone do their drops and shouting out the whole, you know, tribute mix. That you guys did a great job on that.
Yes. We definitely appreciate that. And just to give you guys a little story of just how all this came about, we were initially going to do an R&B type mix, actually, with Princess of New Hood. We had something, I think it was called Crazy Sexy Hood Mix, and I think we had that planned a couple of days before the unfortunate event happened with Nipsey there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the news. We actually got the news on the day of as we were planning it. So they ended up going from Crazy Sexy Hood to the Nipsey Hussle tribute mix. Salute to the Crimson Saint, which is the title of the mix. So if you guys want to look it up, we have it plastered everywhere. So just follow us at QLNENT and at Black Noise Entertainment. That's Noise with a Z, at Black Noise ENT. Just check us out and check out the mix. It's all over the place. QLN Entertainment has the mix everywhere. It's about 45 minutes, and it's from DJ Jay Sinatra of Black Noise Entertainment. And it's also from DJ Lone Wolf HD of QLN Entertainment. And they both collaborated before. And it was funny enough, it was funny because me and DJ Lone Wolf HD had collaborated on another tribute mix to Stan Lee, who passed away a few months before.
Yeah.
We had something called the Marvelous Mixmas, and that was like, you know, just a big tribute to the Marvel Comics thing, which obviously, if y'all, today's the day for Avengers, so catch that movie when y'all can, because I'm sure we're going to catch that. But we were already kind of doing a tribute mix to somebody. It was just kind of funny that we would go back and do another one for Nipsey. And I personally, just to be honest, I knew the name of Nipsey. I did not know the music of Nipsey, and I had a chance to finally, as we were planning that, I had a chance to listen to his content to get an idea kind of where we were going with this, and I really saw, and I was like, wow. I think I missed out on something. I was listening to all the content. I'm like, damn, I missed out on something, because that was he has some really nice content here.
He did, but like I had mentioned before, it was cool because we wanted to hear some of his old stuff, and you guys did that. You guys, because I'm a big Flossin' Boy fan, so you put that mix together perfect. And then you took some of his stuff from, I believe, from Victory Lap. So you got some new stuff too. And so you combine that together. So the stuff that you missed is fine, but the stuff that you put in the mix is A-OK, you know, because I like Flossin' Boy. That took me back home. I was up in here mimicking everything. I know word to word, you know, and when you could do that, that means you've been listening. And that was good. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, give it to DJ Lone Wolf HD and DJ Jay Sinatra. Those are the guys that accomplished that. And if you guys want to check those guys out, they're really awesome DJs. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, at DJ Lone Wolf HD. And you can follow DJ Jay Sinatra at Jay Sinatra. And that's spelled JSYNATRA. Just to follow those guys. And, of course, follow our team at QLNENT. We hope to do more content with you guys with the New Hood Black brand and of course, with Blackout Radio, of course, in the future. And just to let everybody know, I did formerly used to host a show on this. Actually, I used to host a show on nights like this. It was Friday night. I used to host a show called The Q, if anyone remember that show. From Blackout Radio, we were hosting that a couple of years ago. So it's been a long time coming since I've been back up here. So definitely shout out to the whole network, shout out to Black Tier, and everybody that just supported the QLN Entertainment movement. We just took a big break, so it's been a while since I've been on the network actually hosting a show. But we've been doing a lot of music, as you can see. We've been doing a lot of music and been on the music train.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
So,
and
we definitely
want to
get on that.
You know? So you thinking
definitely.
About coming back? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I didn't say that. I'm not saying that officially, but because we still got a lot of things we're doing right now. Got a lot of things we're doing at the moment, and we're currently building a studio. So we're going to be having a studio pretty soon.
Oh, well, you guys are busy.
We're gonna have a place for all this. So we want to have a place for all this stuff. So once all that's completed. Once all that's completed, that's gonna really that's gonna bring things up a notch for us. So definitely just check us out. We're always posting about that at QLNENT.
Okay.
We're always posting that out there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I thank you for calling in, and I thank you guys, especially you, Q. You know, this mix wouldn't even have been done if me and you hadn't talked. And like you said, we were working on a Crazy Sexy Hood mix, and this hit us. And I remember, and I just was like, wow, I can't. You know, I can't even put this out. And I just freaked out that day, you know. And
yeah, I remember.
You guys came back with something, and it just blew my mind. And I was like, huh, okay. Yes, that sounds much better. You know, that eased me a little bit, you know, and
coming
out with this shitty mix.
Yeah, I mean, the goal was just to, you know, just to bring something for the fans that knew him well and then knew music well, and to bring something that would definitely help him. And mainly just to give light to what he did in the community, because he was very
mm-hmm.
much a community.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, he was very much a community guy. And you know, and I think the biggest thing is, you know, we just got to stop that senseless violence, because, you know, we see this a lot on television, you know, someone just getting, you know, killed for no reason. So, I mean,
yeah,
that's just definitely,
that has to stop. That really has to stop. And,
yeah, so I think that's
just
definitely something we have. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what Ron Beasley was stating. You know, you just got to make sure, you know, the unity is kept there. And I just, I pray for every state, you know, I pray for every state, and I just pray that the unity is kept. And if you guys got to throw peace run walks, just free food day, give back to the community in your apartments, have a cookout for all the kids and the family, you know, it don't even have to be your family. Just gather up the kids in your apartment building, in your neighborhood. Go to the school and ask, can you start an organization there? You know, it starts with someone. Someone has to lead, and, you know, everyone needs help. You know, everyone needs help, and if you're going through something, just reach out to someone. They got big brothers, big sisters out there, you know, and I just pray that everybody just follow, you know, have more love, have more respect for each other, because life is too short to be envy, you know, should not envy one another, especially if you live in the same community, and that's where it always starts at, you know, community, and this person next to you doesn't like you, and they have no reason, they have no purpose of it, and it has to start in your community. And I pray that everybody just one day wake up and be like, okay, this madness has to stop today. And by them doing their walks out there in Los Angeles, I seen a couple out in, I seen one in Detroit. I seen one in New York. And we're also having one May 26th out here, you know, and I hope it just does justice. Yes, Las Vegas really needs it, you know. And I just pray for this whole state, because it's very dysfunctional out here right now. But I'm not going to keep you long. I know I probably got other callers.
No problem. Shout out to DJ Lone Wolf Ace. Yep, no problem. Shout out to DJ Lone Wolf Ace and DJ Jason Atra for making the mix. Hopefully Jason Atra makes it on. And shout out to Black Noise Entertainment, his group as well, in the 757 and at QLNENT for all that. And shout out to Black Tier, Black Everybody. All right, love you guys. Hopefully we'll do some more stuff.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, that's a guarantee. All righty.
Yep.
Talk to you later.
All right, catch it. Yep.
All right. Thank you, everybody, that's tuned in my show. This is an actual tribute to Nipsey Hussle. Like I was mentioning earlier, that I took off like 3 Fridays because I had to make sure I had the strength to even talk. So, and I thank Ron Beasley for calling in and being my special guest. Thank you so much. It's been an honor having you on the show, enjoying some laughs and some tears and some music, and just keeping Nipsey alive still and keeping the marathon going. And like Nipsey would say, stay 10 toes down out there. So let's take the next caller.
409993.
Hi.
Oh, what's up? Oh, what's up? What's up? This is Wonder Rich.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pardon?
Where are you calling?
I didn't get to hear you.
Oh, how are you?
Oh,
how are you doing?
Good.
That's good. That's good. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, you're welcome. Well, I can call in about all my news, and then I got on July 4th, I'm dropping my record, and also I made a tribute song, Nipsey Hussle, and that's coming out on July 4th, and oh, never mind, it's coming out in July, and also, what else I want to say is in June, I got a show, and I'll send you guys my flyer.
Okay.
And
yes,
I'll also send you guys my song. I'll also send you guys my tribute song that's next week.
Yes.
So you guys can criticize it. And also.
No. No. What did you say your name was again? I'm sorry.
Neil Rich. MeirRich.
Neil Rich. Okay. No. Listen. This is Black Eye Radio. We're not criticizing anyone, especially when they're doing a tribute to Nipsey Hussle. So you got that tribute, go ahead and send it to me. I'm going to listen to it, okay? And I'll make sure it's
hey,
on the show.
All right.
Okay? And
yeah.
And when you say, can you tell me a little about what memory do you have about Nipsey Hussle? Because this is a tribute show to him.
Like, so one of the memories I have is, like, listening to, like, his songs all the time when I'm playing Fortnite and all that. Yeah, just being a kid and listening to all his songs. And he's my favorite rapper.
Is he? So what's your favorite song?
My favorite song is Last Time That I Checked.
Okay. And I bet when you're listening to
that's
it,
my tribute song.
What is it again?
Last time that I checked, that's my tribute song, and I made a remix to it.
Look at you. That's what I'm talking about. So you play Fortnite, and you play Nipsey in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So you know what message he left, right? So you're going to make sure you leave the people, okay, with your music.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Make sure you thank you. Keep making, okay? Make sure the music that you write down is leading kids your age. Tell us how old you are.
12 years old.
12 years old. Time. Listen to him, you guys. Neil Rich, listen to him. His next song is going to be the tribute song, right? You said coming out in July?
Yeah.
We're going to be listening.
Uh-huh.
We're going to listen to that. We're going to listen to that, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay. Yeah, so thank you guys for tuning in my show. Tonight is the tribute of Nipsey Hussle. And did we play the whole mix?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
But remember, I'll let you take two more because you remember earlier.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I hope you guys were tuned in the show. If not, I'll send out the link. That way you guys can listen to the show. I had a special guest named Ron Dizzy, who also helped and produced a lot of mixtapes and albums with Nipsey Hussle. And it was my honor to have him as a special guest on Black Eye Radio, as well as, listening to the music that the DJs worked hard on doing the tribute mix. And I really appreciate everyone that worked on there and that everyone that sits in the drop shouting out sweet memories of Nipsey Hussle. So I'm going to take another caller.
413-270.
Hi, family. It's Ann Jules calling in to show some love. Hi,
how
Princess of New Hood. I'm
hi.
So good. Hi. Hi, hi. Oh, so grateful to be here. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yes, I'm doing a lot better now. I was able to do my show today, so I swallowed and, you know, and I had to just push through it. And I'm grateful that I was able to get on the show and not cry. I cried a little, though. But I'm happy I was on the show and you know, and I host the show. And I just thank Ron Beasy, who with Nipsey Hussle, and I thank him for being my special guest. And thank you, girl, for calling in, okay? How you been?
Oh, I'm good, and I'm here for you, you know?
Thank you.
Most definitely. I know about grief and loss, so,
yes.
But yeah, I'm definitely here for you. And it's been a wonderful, beautiful show. And my love
thank
and
you.
Support is, and my respect goes to all of Nipsey Hussle, you know, his girl, his all of his crew, his family,
mm-hmm.
his friends, you know, everybody
yeah.
that
yeah.
knew him. I didn't know him, but after hearing everybody speak of him and his character and all the stories, it's just amazing. And he's inspiring even after
yes.
his death, you know, and
mm-hmm.
so my heart goes out to you and his loved ones.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And, you know, we all shared memories with him. That's why it's touching me more, you know, because I knew him. I didn't know of him.
Yeah.
It would be different, but knowing him and so it touched me, and I'm being a big girl. It's in God. Everything's in God's hands. It's always been in God's hands. But
definitely.
How's the move? So are you still with Wu-Tang?
Well, I'm still talking to GZA and still part of that whole, you know, family and crew.
Okay.
But I'm not
okay.
part of Wu-Tang Clan. I just know a lot of those people, and I'm on two of the Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes because of the DJ Coalition and people
oh,
from
okay.
my past.
Okay.
So
yeah.
So shout out to them.
Some moves. Yeah, I see them making some moves on my Instagram, so that's why I asked, because it's funny, I went to a studio with one of my friends out here in Nevada. We did a song, and a young boy walked in, and his name is Lazarus, and he's part of the movement as well. And so it was just, I was like, oh, okay, so it's like, you know, they around. They got, you know, they got their people that's part of the movement, and I seen on Instagram that, you know, they're coming back, and that's nice to hear that, you know, people who we used to listen to is starting to come back and also having others along their project as well.
Oh, most definitely. Speaking of which, we are so grateful. Shout out to my man, to our Earthling Jay. We are Ageless Angels, and we also have a new, well, partner who just released our latest track this year. It's called The Reality, and it's actually featuring Rob Denoy's Temple of Sugar Hill Gang remixed that track, and he offered we're writing music with this man, and so we're going to be dropping a track. We've been working really hard, y'all. I mean, I've been kind of in hermit mode working on these goals we got, but I'm
okay.
so grateful.
Oh, yeah, because it's going to pay off.
You know it, and working with a legend like him is just, it's such a blessing, and we're both so grateful and so happy, and I got, you know, a lot of great things happening, a lot of good announcements coming soon. But yeah, a lot of check us out, AgelessAngelsMusic.com. We're on Spotify and all the distribution. You know where to find us, Reverb Nation.
Yes.
But yes, I also work with the community inside the Crip Hop Nation, spell with a K. We are representing for the disabled, deaf, sick, elderly, blind, and the poor. So I'm
Thank you. Bless your heart.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome. I humbly thank our founder, Leroy Moore, and I met Rob DeNoise Temple through Crip Hop Nation because I'm on a 10th anniversary CD with him and Wonder Mike of Sugar Hill Gang. And yeah, it's just amazing, you know, to have those kind of people. And Keith Jones, our founder, he's got cerebral palsy. He writes all of the music for Crip, a lot of the music for Crip Hop with his feet. And it's fly. So shout out to those guys.
Well, bless your guys' heart. Yeah, bless your guys' heart. You know, and that's something that a lot of hip-hop should do, you know, especially when it comes to where they live and their community, you know, and that's what Nipsey was all about. You know, he was more than just a rapper. He has so many businesses that I wasn't even aware of, girl. So I'm just he owned a weed store. I was like, what? You know, and you wouldn't by looking at him, you wouldn't think
Right.
And that's where we have it bad at judging by your looks, you know, or judging because you went on and said something on the song, you know, or you rap a certain way, you know, and it's not that because, you know what, they give it back to the community. They're opening up opportunities for people to work, to eat. You know, I've seen them go downtown L.A. and just have boxes of pizza in their trunks and giving it to the homeless people. So, no, it wasn't just, oh, look at him. He has braids. He's this thug. He's fat. No. Him and his team went out and did that for the community. And that's wonderful when you guys could do that. And I know you guys wouldn't even believe how many people you'll see that needs to help. So
I know,
shout
right?
out to yeah, because you know, even out here, you know, I try my best to work with Shante Gibson because she's also out here doing
she's
her
making
thing.
Moves, no doubt,
she's
helping
doing
the homeless
her
and doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, oh
she's
yeah,
she's showing us
she
how to do
me
it
and
too.
My family. Yes, and you know, and
shout out to Queen
tomorrow,
G.
Shout out to Queen G and Eddie because, you know, her
no
husband,
doubt. Her man
out
Eddie
here,
Bell.
Eddie Bell, he's out here. He's just, you know, on their media team, they're doing it. And, you know, I got to experience a couple of nights with them. And tomorrow I have a big thing to go to because she's hosting a power couple video shoot. So I get to go interview the power couple. Girl, it's going to be so fun. It's just amazing how, you know, you could just, you don't even need a lot of money to just give back, you know? And that's the beauty of it.
No doubt.
That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it.
Well, that's what's
up. Well, I thank you for calling in the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I want to say, Ageless Angel, we are a power couple with a passion to create beautiful, inspiring, and magical music for the ageless soul to enjoy. Speaking
Amen.
Of power couple.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't take up too much of your time, but shout out to all the callers and the listeners and your guests, and thank you so much, Princess of New Hood, and you too, Eddie Powell, Black Tear on Blackout Radio. I love you, family. I'm so grateful to be here. Shout out. Salute.
Salute. Much love to you, too.
Thank you. Be blessed.
So, yeah, thank everybody for tuning in and calling into the show and enjoying the tribute and the memories of Nipsey Hussle and enjoying the mix. Shout out to Black Noise Entertainment, QLN Entertainment, DJ Jay Sinatra. If I'm missing anybody, I'm sorry. But we worked hard times. Just late nights trying to figure out, you know, the concept and making sure that this tribute was going to be great because that's the great. He's the great. You guys go to his Twitter, it's the great. You type in Nipsey Hussle, it says the great. So we had to make sure that this was great. So shout out to everybody that was a part of it. Shout out to Black Tear for dealing with Princess of New York. Yeah, bugging him all the time, but, you know, that's what I'm here for. So, shout out to Blackout Radio. And, yeah, my time is coming to an end, but the marathon continues. And we're going to make sure everybody is 10 toes down. Shout out to Ron Beasy, my special guest. No, and you know what, before I end the show, please say a prayer to John Singleton. You know, just unexpected news. Just, you know, make sure to just pray that Lord wraps his arms around him and just keep him humbled and, you know, pray for his family. And just, we don't want to go into details on the show, but just keep him in his prayers. And if anyone doesn't know who that is, he had produced and written a lot of movies, and one of them was Boys in the Hood. And just keep him in your prayers. And God bless everyone. Try to get back to your community. Let that be a plan. If you're an artist, producer, manager, whatever, just make any day and just cook to the leaves, play ball with the kids, do something. It's time to be leaders. And that's what we need, leaders, more leaders. Men and women. It doesn't have to just be men. It could be women, too. So thank you guys for tuning in the show. And I really appreciate my callers and my listeners. I'm sorry I couldn't get to everybody. Love and peace.